Welcome to the resumption of the Diamond Sutra series. Yeah. So previously we had it as part of the SGC classes twice a month. Today we resume. we were supposed to resume last week, but I chose to cancel it because we were having some intents to do visit to some of the seniors. So here we are. Moving forward, this will be a weekly program. Yeah, there's no registration. Anyone who is actually learning the Dhamma Sutra, welcome to join in. There is a series of recording on YouTube, but moving forward, we may not do the video, so we'll still do the audio. Then it will be posted onto the my blog on the podcast if it's possible. So we stopped at the part here where there's mention about all the different kinds of sentient beings. So if you have the text, then it's at page 76, more or less where we stopped. So previously, we went through a lot of the different realms of sentient beings. And then the last time we covered it was in probably around before Chinese New Year. And in the text, then we covered the concept of xiang fu er chen xing. Yeah. So the earlier part, there's this verse, ying ru shi tiao fu qing xing, right? Yeah. So xiang fu qi xing. So to vanquish, to subdue certain mind, yeah, or certain mindset. What kind of mindset? So my teacher highlights that it is that there's a whole series. So one of them is the mind to enter parinibbana. In other words, the mindset of the Sravaka and the Pachika Buddha, which is different from that of the Bodhisattva or the Buddha's mindset. So we have gone through that, then continuing from there. So all the different categories, 我皆令入无余涅槃而灭度之. Yeah. So previously I also mentioned about how when we consider the different categories, it's important to note that of all these categories, even just human, yeah, just human alone, we are not, truthfully speaking, we are not able to fully comprehend or encompass. Earlier in SGC, I also mentioned and highlighted that our idea of what human means is a very, you know, limited. Yeah, very limited. So much less if you consider all the different categories of sentient beings. So over here, then my teacher highlights something. So this 我皆令入无余涅槃而灭度之 is referring to all the different categories. So what happened? So what is this referring to? Yeah, 第二颗是第一心，指菩萨的大悲. Yeah, so referring to the Bodhisattva's great compassion, great loving kindness and compassion, 大慈悲. 是以最殊胜的功德来利益众生的. Yeah, so how is this done? It is with the most supreme merits, yeah, the cultivation and so on, to benefit sentient beings, not merely giving them oranges, not merely giving them some blessing, but truly helping them, teaching them Dhamma, guiding them, yeah, to move from this shore to the other shore. Yeah. So 如果是以人间天上的福乐 救护众生, 这是初级的. Yeah, so if you consider using the pleasures and happiness of human realm and heavenly realm, this is considered just the primary approach, the elementary approach. Very basic. For us, if you think about it, human, even for human pleasure, I don't know about you all, but I personally haven't explored the full extent of all human pleasure or happiness. Much, not to mention heavenly. So, despite that, here my teacher is saying, even then, human and heavenly is considered elementary. So, why is it considered elementary? Because it's still mundane, still worldly. No matter how much happiness you can get from these two realms, you are still stuck in samsara. Not liberated yet. So, next level. 如果是用二乘人的功德利益众生是中品的, so then, that of the Savaka and the Patrika Buddha, this is the middle category. Or middle category. Higher than elementary. But by the fact that it's middle, then there's a higher state. So why is the higher? 现在令入无余涅槃而灭诸智，是以佛的功德利益众生，所以是最殊胜，称作第一。 So this third category is using that of a Buddha's merits. It's the skillful means and so on. So, 我皆令入无余涅槃而灭诸智，发大悲心，教化这么多的众生。 目的在哪里呢？ What is the purpose of liberating so many sentient beings? 教他们做什么呢？ Teach them, what do we teach them to do? 他没有衣服给他衣服， and so on. So we have gone through some of this before. So all this is actually the different approaches. But ultimately, for them to be free of suffering, we need to what? Teach them Buddha Dhamma. Help them, guide them on the Noble Eightfold Path. Progressively towards the complete cessation of suffering. If you just give them clothes to wear, food to eat, that is still very elementary. Still very elementary. So, so, up to this point, 若是以无余涅槃而灭诸智，也是做这件事， 那是菩萨道。 So, 做什么事呢？ So, to be free of three lower realms, to be able to free of suffering. But is there a distinction? Here it says, 所以同样做一件事， 有的是菩萨道， 有的不是菩萨道。 So if you talk about the Shravaka path, and Patrika Buddha path, they also teach people to be free of suffering. Also teach people to be free of suffering. Then Bodhisattva also teach people to be free of suffering. So fundamentally they are not different. So here my teacher is asking this, posing this question. Or rather highlighting this difference. You cannot simply base it on what they are doing, that say that they are the same. But what is the difference? 因为没有发无上菩提心， 做这些事情就是一般的善法。 若发无上菩提心， 把一杯水送给人饮， 就是菩萨道。 更何况造一个意愿呢？ Do you see the thing here? So earlier mentioned about how if you just give people food and so on, that's still mundane. But if your intent is to lead them towards the enlightenment, from a bodhisattva point of view, having evoked bodhicitta, then even when you offer someone water, it's not simply to quench the thirst. It's ultimately to plant the seed so that in future you can lead this person towards liberation. Yeah. Then in that case, when you offer water, that is not just offering water, it's bodhisattva path. Yeah, it's bodhisattva path. Sometimes you all may, like for example, early on, whenever there's kids, I will ask the kids, did you offer water to your parents? Huh? If they offer with the right mindset, then immediately is bodhisattva path, you know. But can you expect small kids to do it with the right mindset? A bit hard. Huh? Understandably, not so easy. Even for adults, not so easy. But you've got to start somewhere. Yeah. So if they are able to start doing it, then you know, slowly. So, 虽然表面上无差别, yeah, 其实还是不一样. Yeah. I've also mentioned before how bodhisattvas, when they so-called arise in this world to liberate sentient beings, they may appear to be doing something that is very common. Yeah, sweeping the floor, driving the cab, or working as an engineer, as a teacher, very ordinary roles. The difference is not in what they are doing, but the mindset. The motivation why they are doing it. That is what brings about that distinction. So, 而灭度之, 就是以无余涅槃利益众生. Yeah. So to bring them to a complete cessation of suffering. Yeah. 也灭了一切的烦恼. Complete cessation of suffering. All the problems all come to an end. Yeah. All the afflictions in the mind completely end. 度就是超越. So the to liberate is to transcend. 解脱一切的生死苦恼, yeah, to liberate, yeah, ourselves from all the whole mess of suffering that arise from the cyclical birth and death. 使令你究竟的安乐自在, and enable us to be ultimately, yeah, completely, to be at ease, yeah, to be at in peace. Yeah, and basically have that inner peace and bliss.
菩萨发这样的广大心, 皆以无余涅槃而灭度之, 这是最殊胜的心, 以殊胜的利益来利益一切众生, 所以称, 所以名第一心.
Yeah, so this is considered the most supreme, the first the topmost, the foremost mind, yeah, because of this, yeah, because this is most supreme. Using the most supreme benefit, yeah, to help sentient beings. So, some of this is actually recap, because we have gone through some of this before. So today we will continue from here.
如是灭度无量无数无边众生已,
yeah. 众生实无众生得灭度者. So this is the part that we are going to look at today. So what is this about? So the previous one is the 第一心, yeah. So this 第二颗, 第三颗 是常心, 常心 指菩萨广大的慈悲心, 誓不退转, 长时期永久的教化众生. So, this is referring to, again, when we say evoke bodhicitta, oh, we have the loving kindness and compassion. So, what is the attribute that distinguish between that of a bodhisattva and others who have loving kindness and compassion. So this is the third difference. 常心, so enduring mind, if you will, yeah, 是不退转, it doesn't degenerate. What does it mean by doesn't degenerate? So to degenerate means today I have this thought, tomorrow no. Or maybe I have this wish, I want to help somebody. Yeah, I have this mind. Maybe it lasts for 3 days. Maybe it lasts for 3 weeks. Maybe even 3 years. But after 3 years, maybe that mindset disappears. Maybe that mindset waver. Maybe that mindset decline. Yeah. But here we haven't talked about why decline. A lot of different reasons. Yeah? But here it's saying, Bodhisattvas, that loving kindness and compassion. In other words, the wish to give happiness and remove suffering. This mindset continue. Doesn't go away. Yeah. Oh, today, happy birthday to you. Huh? When people's birthday, we wish happy birthday to you. Tomorrow, let's see. Tomorrow, make you unhappy. Today, Mother's Day. Oh, mommy, not happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day. Mommy, you are the best. Oh, yeah, give you flowers. Mommy, you don't cook. Today, I cook. Yeah. Tomorrow, not Mother's Day. Tomorrow, don't care. This is how we are. So Bodhisattva's mind, that wish to give happiness, yeah, is steady. Yeah. Steady. The wish to remove suffering, also enduring. Yeah. Over long period of time. 长时期永久的教化众生, yeah, for a long, long time. Able to sustain it. Yeah. So with this, then it means that the Bodhisattva must have great perseverance. Yeah, great perseverance. How, when you look at this, do you find that it's quite difficult to do? Don't worry, you can do it. I'm a Ni Pusa. Actually, I don't even qualify to be called Ni Pusa. You know, because at least Ni Pusa is still Pusa. I'm so unworthy, cannot be called even Ni Pusa. Yes?
So, just now you mentioned there's three.
Okay, wait, hold that question. I'm halfway through saying something. So, I want to tell you, actually, this is not so difficult. Not so difficult. What is difficult is when we are not clear why we want to have loving kindness and compassion. And what is difficult is when we allow our actions to be determined by our emotions. Yeah. If we allow ourselves, our actions and decisions to be based on emotions, then easy to waver. At that moment, wow, you feel strongly, you feel very connected. So you feel like, oh, you want to do this, you want to do that. Yeah. If it's based on emotions, very quickly you can feel like, oh, you want to be Bodhisattva. Very quickly you can feel like you want to help your friend, your family, you want to be filial, you want to be volunteer, you want to do this, do that. Very easy. And on the surface, it looks, wow, so powerful. But not easy to sustain. Not easy. Because it's based on emotions. Emotions, easy to fluctuate. Instead, if you have a good reason to do it, and then put aside your emotions. Doesn't mean that you cannot have emotions. Can we are you're still human beings? Do you all like your emotions? Say yes. Actually, all like. Yeah. After that, after the emotion is over, then you kena already. Then you say you don't like. At the moment when it's happening, you like. Yeah. Whether it's the happy emotions or unhappy emotions, we all like. Do you think about it? Why do we want to remove anger? It's because anger causes us suffering ma, later on. At the moment, we don't realize it's suffering, so we don't care. Yeah. So, if we want to be able to have enduring perseverance, yeah, not so difficult. Yeah. I sometimes look at myself. I don't think I'm a good example of a cultivator, but even then, I self-praise. Actually, nothing. I tell you, I'm not self-praising. It's actually nothing. You think about it, every week I still conduct class. Correct or not? Does it mean every week I'm happy? I'm not saying every week I'm not happy. Don't go back. Oh, 师父很多烦恼哦. Yeah, the key thing is whether, in fact, most of the time, at most, I will 借题发挥 a bit and then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, it is to, you know, to get let people, let those who are supposed to hear, wake up their idea. But still, conduct class, I still conduct class. Yeah, but I'm not saying this to praise myself. Because actually, I think very easy to do, nothing much. Just do it. Just don't care about how you feel. Just go and do it. Very simple. The trouble is, this is not simple. For most people, somehow it's not simple. For me, actually, somehow I don't know why I find it quite simple. Just don't care about how you feel. Just go and, you're supposed to do it, just do it. Yeah, then you can sustain quite well. Because the trouble is, when you allow your feeling, your emotion, jialat. But as I said earlier, why does that affect us? It will affect you only if your original reasons for doing something is based on feeling. Then feeling can pull you away. If doing something is based on your emotions, then emotions is also your Achilles heel. It's the one that can pull you away. It can push you in this direction, it can pull you away from that direction. So go and check. Then next week how the volunteer all gone. No. Doesn't mean that. Usually it's a combination. So if you find that, when you decide to help your family, help your friend, help this, help that, when you find that part of it is due to emotions, don't blame yourself, don't feel guilty and whatever also. Still human, what do you expect? But when you see that maybe 43.75% is due to emotions, then you have to apply a proportionate amount of awareness to guard against it. To serve as a reminder, you must know that then you have a weakness for emotions, no? If it's 73.9%, then lucky worse. Don't be so proud of yourself. You see, I have so much fervor. No, you have to then maybe put 75% of rationality to really guard against that flux of emotions. Because emotions, 关心无常, 我们的心会变的嘞. Today, feel, I want to do it. Tomorrow, suddenly don't want it. Then, so imagine your whole intent, is 100%, right? Then, 73.9%, if it's based on emotions, suddenly that one changed, not to mention that it changed to be against. But if that just disappear, what happened? You're left with how much? 26.1% there. Then, suddenly, to suddenly fill up, very difficult. Yeah. So, So what happened? The trouble is, even just now I'm talking about the easy part to solve. Yeah, that part is easy to solve. What is difficult is, one thing I don't like about this, when I press the thing, right, I think you can see my password. Can you see?
hand up. Now all of you know my password. Kong 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 kong. Kong 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 kong. Yeah, can I can change. Then you see my Wu Ling Ni Ji inside. Yeah. So what is the bigger problem? Even if you manage to put aside your emotions, wow, persevere. What happened? 因为众生太多了, 菩萨行菩萨道时, 度化这个众生, 费了很大的辛苦, 他还不信佛, 度化那个众生也不容易, that's the problem. Even if you put aside our personal emotions, the trouble is so many sentient beings to liberate. You spend a lot of time on this one, on that one. After spending all the time explaining it, the person don't change their mindset. Yeah? Then how? So me guy. Drink water, like, come. How about? Very simple. Let's say. You say, what? Aya Jalan. Jalan here. Don't know how to say. You see? Then got water. Yeah, you don't have to stand up and go and look for water. Yeah. So you can think of my father's life now as like heavenly being. Now he just think and then tongue the thing come. Yeah. So So 度化这个众生也不容易, 时间久了就厌倦, that's the problem. Yeah. But in a way it's still related to feeling. But here, it's not talking about people directly causing you. It's that, you know, when it's too long, the whole process takes too long. Yeah, you try again, you say one time, two time, three time, wow, keep saying, say until still the person... hit, twist here, twist there, cannot understand. Then how? Then you're like, fed up. Do you all sometimes feel that way? Hey, I tell you all something. Over the years, I observed this, you know. Sometimes I observe that I'm more animated than my students. Do you understand? That means I display more excitement and emotions than my students. So, what is this? Then they... So I think sooner or later all the students around me, either they run off because they cannot put on the show for too long, or they get cancelled. They get cancelled.
No lah.
Yeah. So sidetrack, this is something quite crucial. I'm not asking you to go and go around shouting at people, but it's one thing to observe the emotions and not act on them. It's another thing to not to think that simply doing that is the task, is cultivation. Cultivation is not simply just doing that. Sometimes it's actually even more crucial to know that, okay, if at this point we are not enlightened and at this point we do have an opinion about something, that we should learn to express it. To express it as well. Now, again, I'm not encouraging people to go and violently act upon it and then harm others. Yeah, but not to not to think that cultivation is just yeah, 面不改色. That is actually quite easy. But not so easy internally to be okay. So, 时间久了就厌倦. Do you all feel it? Yeah. If you have to do something over a long period of time and you keep feeling, yeah. You try to help someone, help the person don't change. Then after all, So, 生死道场众生性多怎么能够 普度一切众生以无余涅槃而灭度之呢这是很难办嘛我不如做治疗汉了菩提心就退了 Doesn't mean that you are now at the stage where you can decide but if we use if we use volunteering as an example. If you volunteer in a way, you are actually like walking the Bodhisattva path, you know. Yeah, because if you just come for class finish, you just go back, then you also benefit, ma. And that's the whole point, right? But if you join as a volunteer, then you are not just coming to learn. You are also spending time to contribute. Contribute to what? Contribute to other people's learning. Yeah. Although, hey, 师父, know what? You are the one sitting there to teach, what? We never teach. No. For the teaching to happen, everything must come together in the right chemistry. Otherwise, there's no teaching. Just on the basis that you are doing something that is not directly necessary for your own learning, that you are helping others or promoting an environment for others to learn, that itself is in the direction of the Bodhisattva path. So in the context here is, maybe we can volunteer for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, half a year. But if we, along the way, if things don't go our way once too often, then we may have this mindset. 哎呀，这事很难嘛，我不如做治疗汉了。 Yeah, volunteer is so difficult. For whatever reasons, it's difficult. We don't go into the details. Aiyah, myself just settle my own. I just don't volunteer. I also can come for class, attend class, and then I go back. So in that way, if you just attend class, then it's 治疗汉 in a way. In contrast to being a volunteer. Then what happened? 菩提心就退了. Then your mindset to serve, to help others, degenerate. But not highlighting this to criticize your, but to highlight that there is such a situation. And if it happens, well, bopian lah. What to do? But you must know that when that happens, then jialat lor, 少一个菩萨 lor. Then 就不能成佛 lor. 好咯. 现在这位菩萨学习了金刚般若波罗蜜经. So now this Bodhisattva, having learned or start to learn the Diamond Sutra, the proper translation can be the impervious or the unbreakable perfection of wisdom, the sutra on the
unbreakable perfection of wisdom. So what happened? When this Bodhisattva learned this sutra, yeah, 知道众生是空的, knows that sentient beings are empty. 生死也是空的, 得涅槃不得涅槃已是平等相, 度众生就是没度众生, 没有什么可厌倦的, 所以他的菩提心不退, 他能够做灭度无量无边众生, 灭度无量无边无数无边众生这件事, 而不厌倦. So if a person were to learn the Diamond Sutra, then what happened? He knows that, he is able to know that sentient beings are empty in nature. Yeah? Birth and death is empty in nature. Attaining enlightenment is empty in nature. Not attaining enlightenment and attaining enlightenment are equal in this aspect. Yeah? 度众生就是没度众生. So whether sentient beings are liberated or not, both are equal in nature. In what sense? They are both empty in nature. Yeah. Empty in nature. And when you are able to contemplate and observe in this way, then nothing for you to be tired of. In what sense? When you see that there's no tangible sentient beings, no tangible process, no inherent process, and so on, then it means that you are not attached to anything. Our tiredness, our fatigue, our sienna, it's because we are attached to things. Then there's a basis for us to feel. So 这个, 想要无上菩提心不退, 不退转, 就要学习金刚波罗波罗蜜. So those of us, not just volunteers, in whatever you want to pursue, you want to do, in particular the Bodhisattva path, if you want to be able to persevere without degeneration, my teacher's advice, learn the Diamond Sutra. Because when you have that wisdom in you, even maybe you are not perfect yet, so frustration can arise. When frustration arises, you can use your wisdom to cut through it. Yeah. And you cut through it and you see that that's insubstantial. Yeah. Focus on what you need to do. Don't bother. Huh? Can or not? Easy to say, huh? Actually, in this aspect, meditation can help also. Because when you meditate and your leg is painful, what happened? You can choose to look at the pain as being very important, very tangible. Or you can recognize that there is the sensation of pain, there is pain. But there is also breath, ma. You just focus on the breath. Ma. Yeah. Let the pain deal with itself. Yeah. It's just like when you're in the food court and you're eating and your friend is talking to you, you can choose to put your fork and spoon down and just listen to a friend, or you can continue eating and just focus on the food, but that's not so nice, a bit rude. You can maybe extend the example. Somebody next to you in the other table, chit-chat, wow, very loud. You can choose to focus on your food and your friend, and don't focus on your on the neighbor, ma. Who asks you to go and listen to the neighbor? Actually, we do that all the time, ma. Some people don't. They go for lunch, then come back a lot of stories. Why? They spend all their time listening. Some people busybody like to listen to people's conversation.
such a person, if the, I think hard to cultivate. Yeah, hard to cultivate. Yeah, regardless of whatever you are doing, if you learn the Diamond Sutra, learn this wisdom, you can overcome it. Okay, let's see. So, further, 虽然做了很多利益众生的事情, 但是在他心里感觉没有做事。虽然众生很难度, 但是在心里观察众生是毕竟空的, 也无众生可度, 所以无上菩提不退转。 Yeah. So here is still focusing on the non-degeneration. Yeah. In a way, have you all ever... I'm sure all of you have washed dishes before, right? Yeah, at home, wash dishes. But usually, how big is your family? Yeah, at most, what, 6 sets or 4 sets? Yeah, how many of you live in a family with 20%, 100%? Never. So, actually, traditional temples. Last time when I was much younger, go to a temple with my family. Then sometimes we volunteer in the kitchen to wash dishes. Then when you're young, you want to try everything. You want to cut vegetables. The auntie all, cannot, 这个小孩子不可以切。Like, come on, scum, must. But, also good. Yeah, so, wash dishes. Wow, how many hundred people come for lunch, 吹掌锅? Then after that, wow, no non-stop one, no. The plate keep coming in. Oh. So if you start counting and you take every plate as very real, you will feel like, so much. But if you just take one plate at a time, then no problem. After you finish that plate, you put it aside, you get it out of your mind. So you're only washing one plate at a time. Then no problem. Even though you are washing all these plates that haven't been washed, even though you have washed all these plates already, but the moment you turn around and you put it back in your mind, you cannot take it. You feel like, I do so much already. And then you see the other person sitting down there without plates. Then you have a contrast between have plates and don't have plates. Then that's the problem. Nothing to do with the plates, it's whether you put the plate in your mind. Then you feel like, I have washed so much plates. How come the guy don't wash any plate? Can sit down there and chit-chat. Then Sifu still chit-chat with them or something. I mean, actually, it never happened. Just come up with a scenario for you. It's really all whether you have you take those plates as so substantial, so real. And then Sifu, imagine, one of the volunteers washing. So far, we never have a chance to wash plates. So imagine that Sifu, then those who wash 3 plates, then Sifu go there and then, sinkula, then turn around, see you with 200 plates, then just do a look and then just walk past. Then you, piang it, poly sing sui, piang, I wash so many plates, at least also throw one sinkul over, ma. How come never throw one? Piang, then after that, piang! We're done. So imagine if all these plates are sentient beings. If Bodhisattvas, when they liberate sentient beings, they keep on waiting for Buddha to come and say, hey, you're very good. Then jialat. Actually, in life, a lot of things can be used. You think about it, you're breathing. If you think about how many more breaths you have to take in your whole life, I think you will go nuts, You'll go into depression. Yeah, but you just take one breath at a time. then whatever breath you come out, you leave it alone, gone already. Right? But yet, for many other things, we don't know. All other things, we hold it, keep it in our mind. Wow, like that. And then you have problem. So, 如果不学习《金刚经》《金刚般若波罗蜜经》, 认为真有众生是我度的, 这神经病, I liberate one, no. Me, no, I liberate one, no. 这徒弟是归我的, this one, my direct disciple, no. 这样子容易退转, then easy for you to degenerate. 无上菩提心很微弱, 一下子就退, 退了就不是菩萨了, 哇, you just think about this statement, 退了就不是菩萨了, so sad. Zhou Bing, can I pour in some water from you? Oh, actually, can someone get me one of the bottles? Can you help me get one bottle? Thank you. A day at NUS, then I discovered how long I've known Zhou Bing. Yeah. How many years? 5 years?
5 years.
Yeah. Quite amazing how time flies. Because he got to know me when he was still an undergrad.
No, maybe when I was a master student.
Master student. So now already master already. Five years. Yeah, so if you think, wow, 5 years already, well then jialat. Don't go and think. Yeah. Occasionally, get out, gong gong, jie, chiu chiu, jie, yeah, don't think too long. When you think too much, then you think, wow, I learned under this variable for how many years already? Then you have problem. You start to have problem. Don't think. Yeah, every lesson is just a lesson. Yeah, every day when you, every time you come, go for a lesson, doesn't whether it's here or other place. Just it's just that lesson. Don't think how many lessons already. Because the moment you think how many lessons really, then you start to discriminate, and then you start to be attached, or you start to compare. Mm. Well, how come I attend so many lessons, I'm still not enlightened?
Do you know
yourself? Married couples also, yeah. You every day count. I'm married for 1 year, 3 months, and 47 days. 3 months and 2 weeks. Wow. Wow, already leh. Wow, jialat. Yeah. But of course, if you, in terms of marriage, if you go and think.
Cannot think.
No. If you think, you may decide, okay, we so so good. I go and become a monk or nun.
Yeah.
So for marriages, that's the problem. People don't think. Go in, don't think. Inside, don't think. Come out, then think. What, you know why come out, then think? After coming out, how comes come out so late? 食无众生得灭度者. Yeah, this part is difficult to understand. You liberate sentient beings. Liberate boundless sentient beings, countless sentient beings, limitless sentient beings. Then, now the Buddha tells us through this teaching, actually, you never really liberate any sentient beings. Or rather, there's not really any real sentient beings that you liberated. 第四颗是不颠倒心, non-distorted mind. 菩萨度化众生, 他的内心有般若的智慧, 不同于凡夫颠倒迷惑. So, Bodhisattvas, when they are teaching, when they are
so-called liberating sentient beings, in their mind, they have the wisdom. Yeah, they have the wisdom. Yeah. So, this word here, 有般若的智慧, this is quite cute, because 般若就是智慧. Yeah. So, prajna is wisdom. So, but in many masters' talk, they always say the wisdom of prajna, as though it's two different things, but actually it's one thing. Yeah. So, what is so interesting about this? This is different from unenlightened beings. For unenlightened beings, in their mind, is distorted bewilderment. Yeah. Distortion in the mindset, in the perception, yeah, and causing afflictions in the mind. Oh. So, this is the contrast. So, Fa Puti Singh the Pusa, 能够很长远的发大悲心广度众生. So, for Bodhisattvas, with the wisdom in the mind, what can they do? Having evoked bodhicitta, they are able to evoke great compassion to liberate sentient beings for a long, long time. Yeah, for a long, long time. So, 为什么能那么长远度众生呢? Why is it that they are able to liberate sentient beings over such a long period of time? Yeah. Why? 因为食物众生的灭度者. Yeah. So because in reality, there is no sentient beings that is being liberated. Yeah. That's in reality. Yeah, but before we are enlightened, we cannot see it. Yeah, we cannot see it. So that's why sometimes some students ask, so after enlightenment, what do we do? Yeah. In recent years, I've been highlighting, when we finally attain enlightenment, yeah, reach stage 10, and then become a Buddha, actually that's a real start. That's the real start. Then you really start to continue to liberate sentient beings. Then some students, ha, yeah, ah. Then you think, not Buddhahood end already. That is very telling. This is because in their mind, wow, that is very tangible. Mm. Then you feel, haven't even started, already feel, sian liao. Mm. So, 他观察一切众生都是毕竟空, 所以度化众生就是无物动众生可度. Yeah, so he contemplated and he observed how all sentient beings are ultimately empty, ultimately void. So here is important. There's this phrase called 毕竟空. I don't know how familiar you are. Let's make sure I don't write it wrongly. Yeah. I think something like that. Huh? 下面没有两个人哦. Mm. Yeah. 毕竟空. So, ultimately empty. Or in this case, the meaning of 毕竟空, the kong here, is actually more towards void. Yeah. So there are two phrases that my teacher often use, 自性空 and 毕竟空. In a way, both of the kong here are void. Yeah. Kong, actually all the while is void. That means nothing. But in the Chinese teaching, when we say something is kong, usually it refers to its 自性. Yeah. Because 毕竟空 and 自性空, they are intertwined. In what sense? In a sense that because this water bottle is 自性空, because this water bottle's nature is empty. There's no inherent water bottle. And that's why it would ultimately become void. 所以它毕竟空, 毕竟归为无, but at this point, not 无我. At this point, it's 空, but not 无我. At this point, it is empty in nature, but not void yet. However, because it's empty in nature, ultimately, it will not last. In other words, it will disappear. Gone. Habis. Bye-bye. Bo liao. Oh. So, So, 度化众生就是无众生可度. So, although the Blessed, the Bodhisattva, you know, try to liberate sentient beings, but he sees that there's no substantial sentient beings to be liberated. Yeah. There's a dependent arising sentient beings, but no substantial one that you liberate. Yeah. So this is towards the sentient being. Outwardly, 观察自己也是毕竟空, 度众生则不可得. Oh, this is higher level. Inwardly, you observe that even this, when I say this, you can see that two things. One, we are used to referring to this body as this. Two, because otherwise you all cannot see, so have to do this also. But this ultimately also void. Why? Because it's empty in nature. So 观察自己也是毕竟空, 度众生者不可得. So the liberator, the one who is liberated, sentient being, no substantial one that you can have. The liberator, likewise, 不可得. You cannot really find a solid entity that you can say this is the unchanging liberator. No. So 度的众生也不可得. So 度化众生, 度众生者不可得, 所度的众生也不可得. So both, in both directions. 所以心里面不感觉到辛苦. That's why in the mind don't feel any loosely we can say suffering. But here in a way is you don't feel like you are going through a lot of hard work. So 这一定要修禅定, 修学禅定. So for this to happen, you must learn to practice concentration. Meditate, samatha meditation. 而且, you must practice jhana. 而且要有般若波罗蜜. You must have the perfection of wisdom. 这样所有的烦恼境界不能动摇它. With these two, samatha vipassana, you have concentration, then you have wisdom, then all the defilements cannot shake you, cannot move you. 因此会感觉到很轻松, then you feel quite relaxed, quite easy, 很自在, you are at ease. So 自在, there are a few different translations. One is to be at ease, the other one is to have mastery. The two are in a way intertwined. When you have mastery, then you are at ease. At ease to do as you will. You want to liberate sentient beings, you are able to do it. In what sense are you able to? In what sense are you not able to? When you are able to not be shaken, then you can do it at you. Otherwise, you wish to do. 不自在, 什么是不自在? 这边说自在, here it says 自在, at ease, to have mastery. But what is the opposite? Opposite is you wish to do, but you are not able to do. Now it says 自在, you wish to do, you are able to do. 才能做出来这件事，才能做出来这件事。 什么是? Yeah, 度化众生的事。 What kind of matter are you able to do? Basically, the liberation of certain things. Yeah. And yet, not start to feel wearisome and tired and want to give up. 十五众生的灭度者的观法应该要再讲一讲. So here my teacher give further elaboration. Yeah. So in reality, yeah, this is the verse. 十五众生的灭度者. This is the verse. My teacher here, he give a further explanation. This part, he says, we need to elaborate. But the time is up. Yeah, 4:35. So, yes, next week we'll come back. Any question? Yes.
So, 空无自性跟自性空，其实是一回事。
So, for example, we say 空无自性。 So, 无自性就是自性空。 然后我们说空无自性其实就是空。 然后无自性是在讲空。 所以我们说空的时候， 在佛教，当我们说空，在汉传，主要是在汉传，当我们说空的时候呢，有两层的意思，第一层就是无，第二层就是无自性。 所以这边毕竟空这边呢，所以我放 A 跟 B 哈，这里呢毕竟空是 A， 自性空其实也是 A， 然后如果单独一个空，那就是 B 了，但是因为我们汉系很奇怪。 我们汉系呢 ，A 等于 B 哦，或者说同样这个字可以用 A 也可以用 B 哦，所以就很容易讲乱了。所以为什么在心经的课，很多时候讲到第十堂课，还会有学生说：“师父，那我们修行来做什么？最后都是空吗？”这个时候呢，他是把那个 B 的意思。 取成 A 了，因为我们说这些都是空的，我们学习佛法也是空的，成佛也是空的，但是当我们这样子说的时候，要记得是 B 的意思，是自性空。但是呢，在语法上呢，毕竟空、自性空，这个空呢是无的意思，单独的话呢是自性空的意思。 然后呢，跟自性在一起的时候，那个空呢是无的意思。Yes, I'll explain in English. Okay, so the word 空 by the word itself is actually 无, that means void. Yeah, void. Yeah, now void, nothing. Okay, so. The trouble is, when this word is used in conjunction with other phrases, then it is using the Chinese meaning 无. So 自性空 here means its self nature is empty. That means don't exist. Zero. Yeah. But Chinese like to be brief. So 自信空, three characters 还嫌多. So just 空, 搞料. Really, we Chinese are really, if 空, right, they can rewrite as just like that, huh? They will just rewrite like that, huh? Then 更简单. But luckily didn't happen. Don't know lucky or not. So when 空 itself, when you see some teachings and it says A is 空, B is 空, here the 空, the 空 is not 无, 空 is 无自性. So when the word 空 in Buddhism, when it's not used by itself, then it's 无. When it's used by itself, it's not 无. Yeah. This is a simple rule of thumb that generally, if you look at Buddhist texts, it follows this convention. This was the the question I asked in the first maybe 2-3 days of my ordination. When my senior monk told me, "You have any question, ask me." Our teacher is very busy. You have any question, you can ask me. So I thought, oh, okay, good. Then I asked, Heart Sutra, Kong all over. But it appears to me that there are different meanings. Yeah, so I asked him about this. But at that point in time, it's not so clear to me. That's why I asked him. Then he recite one long passage. Wow. 五句的咯。哇,噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔 crook. Then he looked at me. Then it's not that I don't understand, but when I listen to it, I don't see how it explains my question. So I asked him, what has that got to do with what I asked? Yeah. So he said, ah, 不如我们去问师父。 Yeah. So anyway, yeah, this is actually a common question. Yes. Meaning of what? B. This one, huh? So let me just do a literal translation, okay? No self nature. Hello. Yeah, basically that's what it means, right? not so Xuan anymore, right? Yeah.
So by itself,
By itself, it doesn't exist.
Unless with
other conditions. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any other questions or thoughts? Anyway, raining, so no. If there are no other questions, then we have to call it a day also. Yeah. 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧证明了，不愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。